Hello, everybody. Hello, comrades. We are very happy to be here, and we bring you greetings from Mexico. My name is Mario Quintero, and we are from an organization in the south of Mexico. You see the name on the slide.
Somos una organización comunitaria de base que trabajamos en comunidades indígenas el tema de la defensa del territorio y otros derechos.
We are an organization of base. We work with indigenous communities and and we're like in the defense of territory and land, which was explained before, and we will go more into detail into this topic.
Somos una organización que reivindicamos la histórica lucha del anarquismo indígena en México, así como la lucha agraria hecha durante la revolución.
We as an organization focus on the indigenous anarchism and agrarian land struggles.
Y una de nuestras actividades importantes ha sido la construcción de alianzas y redes que nos han permitido sobrevivir y crecer.
One of our main struggles has been the, or main goals has to be to unite the struggles to survive and to, to work together.
Un poco es como ubicar geográficamente la región en donde estamos por las connotaciones que va a presentar ahorita la compañera en términos geopolíticos.
This map is to show you where we are geographically, and the blue circle is the Isthmus of Tehuantepec in the south of Mexico. And now,
I will continue a little bit about the main topics. It's just easier for the translation at the moment, but our comrades will then explain their experiences and practices. So maybe some of you have been to the workshop or presentation before where we told about our experiences at the Zapatista communities. At the moment, and also actually since 500 years, there is a war against indigenous people in Mexico. And now it's taking up a new level on violence, because our analysis of the situation at the moment is that capitalism is in a big crisis. And it has to reproduce itself. So what is happening in Mexico is that they want to reorganize the whole land, especially in the south, because most of the infrastructure of industry and multinationalist companies are in the north. But because of climate change and also the taking all the resources from there, now they're moving the industrialization and capitalization to the south of Mexico. It's where all 75% more or less of the water resources are, and a lot of forests. The biggest forests, the Selva Maya and Selva Lacandona, are in the south of Mexico. And the area which you can see here in the reddish circle, it's called Istmo de Tehuantepec. It's also a really biodiverse area with many different landscapes and resources. And indigenous communities since years and years and years, actually since colonization, are fighting against the capitalization and destruction of their land and territory. So at the moment, there's two big mega projects being built there. It's the Tren Maya, which you can see here on the on the spots there, and in the area of the Istmo de Tehuantepec, el Corredor Interoceánico, which is a combination of fast train railway and highways, but they also want to build a lot of industrial parks there. So what is really important to understand is that these mega projects, most of the people have never heard about. They don't know what's happening in Mexico, but it's affecting all of us. And our comrades who are fighting there, they have this really clear, because they know it's not only their land that it's being taken from them and destroyed. It's also our nature and biodiversity of the whole planet. That we all need for our own survival and good life. So it really shows us that this geopolitical situation in Mexico is really important to understand for everybody, and also to think about why is it still possible that all these European and Canadian and companies from the United States are doing whatever they want to do there without being punished or without any justice. And what does this mean for our political struggles?
Bueno, este gran proyecto es un proyecto que se retoma después de 123 años y que está plenamente maniobrado por Estados Unidos.
So this huge project is like planned for over 100 years, which has been like implemented already by the United States and by several other governments. And yes, that's what they're fighting.
Actualmente se inscribe en el Plan de Seguridad Nacional de Estados Unidos para construir una nueva frontera sur en esta zona de México.
It's also inscribed in the Plan of Security of the United States, and which is like putting the frontier, the border of the United States to the south of Mexico.
Desde hace unos 5 o 6 años las migraciones pasaron de ser del sur del continente a sumarse de diferentes rincones del sur global.
So since like 5 or 6 years, migration became more international. Before it was mostly from South America, Central America, but now it's like from all over the world, from all global south countries of the world.
Provenientes de países africanos, del sureste asiático y de Medio Oriente, están cruzando por miles en esta zona de México.
People from Africa, the Medio, Medio Orient, Middle East, Middle East, are passing this zone, and
Ya que quieren utilizarlos como mano de obra barata en esta nueva frontera para contenerlos en esta región.
And they want to use the people as sheep labor in the zone where they will construct like new industrial parks and contain them in this zone, in this area, so they're not migrating further.
Para las poblaciones locales esto va a representar una infinidad de destrucción ambiental y cultural.
And for the affected communities in this area, it will like it signifies a lot of environmental destruction, but also cultural destruction and destroying the way of life.
Porque la región siempre ha estado en un plan de desarrollo geopolítico muy importante para el mundo.
Because this region always has been, or for a long time now has been, like in a development plan to take out all the resources. Yes, as you can see also in the picture.
Sí, esa, las inversiones que actualmente existen en parques eólicos de varias partes de Europa quieren ampliarlas en todos los proyectos del sureste.
Those wind projects, they will, like you can see it in the picture, and there are a lot of them in the Isthmus of Tehuantepec, and they will even like put it further right now.
There's lots of inversion from different countries put into this wind parks.
Y con este nuevo proyecto lo que pretenden hacer es expandir este tipo de inversiones para hacer un gran corredor militar, energético, industrial y comercial.
So the aim of this new project is to expand with all those kind of inversions and create a corridor which is like energetic, military, industrial, and one more, no? E-commercial.
Y lo que vemos en otras partes del mundo es que este mismo tipo de corredores se están agilizando en este gran reordenamiento de todo el planeta.
And what we see is that in other parts of the world they're also constructing those kind of big corridors, and which is all part of the big reordination of the world.
En el que en esta pelea entre las grandes potencias políticas y económicas están produciendo guerras y conflictos en diferentes partes del mundo.
And with this kind of project and struggles, they're building their, like, creating wars in a lot of different parts of the world.
Y ahora al sureste mexicano le toca jugar ese papel en el que requieren la posición geoestratégica para saquear el resto del continente, principalmente de Centroamérica.
And now the south of Mexico has the role to whether it's like starting this kind of position and where they want to open the territory or the rest of the territory, also Central America, to those kind of projects and to exploit those kind of this area.
Bueno, y es Estados Unidos con todos sus aliados del norte global, como es la Unión Europea, los fondos de inversión, el Banco Interamericano, el Banco Mundial.
And those inversions come from the United States and its allies in the global north, like the European Union, but also the international funds, like the World Bank and the World Bank of America.
Bueno, esta es unas fotos que hicimos en colaboración con los compas de Alemania por diferentes territorios del sur sureste y los impactos ambientales que se están haciendo.
Those are some photos we did in like cooperation with compas from Germany, which are like all taken in the south southeast of Mexico.
Es un poco de cómo para la gran industria el desarrollo representa la destrucción del medio ambiente y la ruptura de las comunidades.
This is where you can see, like the, like for the big industries, this kind of development means the destruction of the media, like the environment, and also of the indigenous communities, and yeah.
Y para nosotros es importante entender que es un neocolonialismo que no solo está impactando el continente americano, sino el resto de los continentes del mundo.
For us, it's important to understand that those kinds of neocolonialism is not only impacting on our region, but like in the whole world.
En el que pues todas las empresas están disputándose los recursos y están utilizando las prácticas que en México ocurrieron hace 500 años con el genocidio, pero aquí en Europa ocurrieron hace más de 3000 años con toda la guerra entre imperios.
So with this kind of neocolonialism, they like repeating the genocide they were doing in the like 500 years ago in Mexico, but also like here 3000 years ago when there was the fights or the struggles, the wars between the people here in Europe, and they're like reproducing the same structures.
Y un poco es también poder explicar por qué para nosotros nos referimos a defender la tierra y el territorio.
And also to explain why we refer to the defense of land and territory.
La tierra como el planeta, el espacio físico donde está las selvas, los bosques, el agua.
We refer to the places like where the land is, the water, the waterfalls, the mountains, the like the physical spaces.
Es el lugar que da vida a la naturaleza, a los animales. Ahora sí como lo conocemos, es la madre tierra, ¿no? Porque da vida.
It's the space which gives us life, like the we know it as the Pachamama, like the Mother Earth, which gives the life and is also reproducing the life.
Y el territorio es todo lo que socialmente se construye sobre la tierra.
Yeah, they do still is everything that's like reproducing over the territory, like which is produced by humans. Like the relations on the territory.
Identidad, cultura, tradiciones, costumbres.
And the identity, the culture, the customs, the traditions,
Las formas de concebir el mundo, la organización, todo eso es territorio.
The forms how you perceive the world, how you construct your organization, everything that is the territory.
Hay como ejemplos, ¿no? De será el pueblo mapuche en Argentina o el pueblo kurdo que comparten un mismo territorio sin estar limitado por fronteras.
There are several examples from other indigenous communities or other fights, like the Mapuches in Argentina and Chile, which like share the same territory but are separated by borders, or in Kurdistan as well.
Porque puede que el gobierno y las empresas destruyan la tierra, pero el territorio es algo que llevamos a donde vayamos.
And it's like, I mean, it's possible that big industries destroy the territory or the land, but we keep the territory in ourselves. It goes with us.
Entonces, por eso para nosotros es importante esta lucha por la tierra y el territorio, que es una lucha en sí misma por el futuro, pues, de todas y todos nosotros.
And that's why it's important to us, this fight for land and territory, and for our whole, like, for the future of all of us. And now we have a small video, or some sequences of a video from one of the communities. Maybe you can explain un poquito de las comunidades.
Sí. Bueno, hace 10 años, como organización, tuvimos una lucha importante contra un proyecto eólico.
Well, like 10 years ago, we got an important fight against one of the wind parks in this region. Where we were fighting.
Y después de 10 años, otra vez tenemos una lucha muy importante, no solo para la región de donde venimos, sino para nuestra organización.
And now, a couple of years ago, and there was a new fight, which is very important for our organization, in the region.
Es una pequeña comunidad de 600-700 habitantes que está deteniendo uno de los 10 parques industriales de este gran proyecto geopolítico.
It's a small community of like 600-700 people, which where one of the industry parks is going to be, well, was going to be implemented, and now they stopped it for the moment.
Y en la histórica lucha de México, defender la tierra, defender el territorio, es defenderlo con la vida misma.
And in this historic fight of the defense of land and territory in Mexico, defending the land is also like fighting with your life. And
Este pequeño video es de una comunidad, la comunidad que se llama Puente Madera, donde desde 2021 han estado luchando.
So this video is about this community, Puente Madera, which has been fighting since 2021 against this industrial park. And now we see like a short scene. I think we still have to put it on the screen.
This is muchas pequeñas luchas, luchando juntas y unidas, pueden detener a estos grandes monstruos.
So like a lot of small fights all together can detain those kind of big projects. And as we can see in this example.
Thank you.
Es un monte que nos da vida, que hay mucha vida también de los animales. Por aquí ahorita estamos a gente pues de madera. Aquí vivimos, aquí nacimos, aquí crecimos, aquí estamos pues. Estamos luchando por nuestra tierra de Pistallán, nuestro terreno de nosotros, del pueblo. Por eso estamos en la lucha. Estamos aquí con todas las compañeras, estamos luchando con nuestra tierra. No queremos que vaya nuestra tierra a otro lado, para que venga otro que va a mandar a nosotros, para que no entre ratero, que entre, que va a robar a nuestros hijos, que entre. Bueno, no queremos entre todas esas cosas acá, pues. Pueblo que está como está bonito, es libre. Libre salimos, libre regresamos, salimos de noche, llegamos, nadie va a hacer algo a nosotros, pues el día que va a llegar ese parque industrial ahí, pues ya va a cambiar de otra forma, por eso la gente ya no quiere hacer eso ahí.
Acá se produce
camote,
sol, el tiempo de camote, el tiempo de las flores. Imagínense si llegara a este parque industrial, mucha contaminación. Y aún ahora hay, imagínense, si llegan a esta. Ahorita estamos escasos de agua, porque a veces hay. Hay gente, tiempo de que la presa se cierre. Imagínense si llegaran ahí, ni eso vamos a tener. Ni el bosque no va a dar mucho agua para la gente. Si en caso de que llegara así, afectaría todo, pero totalmente el pueblo entero.
Nosotros como comunidad indígena, que tradicionalmente hemos vivido durante muchos años aquí en esa zona, en esa tierra, hemos utilizado el monte El Pitayal como ahora sí como una fuente de materia prima para la elaboración de nuestras viviendas, ¿no? Esos pequeños ranchitos que se desconocen aquí en la comunidad, que principalmente esos horcones para la construcción lo extraen de ahí, del monte Pitayal, del mezquite que le dice, una madera muy fuerte, que la utilizan para elaborar esas cocinas tradicionales, esos ranchitos donde en el interior ponen su, por así su, lo que es el comiscal, donde elaboran las señoras el totopo. Y para elaborar el totopo necesitamos leña de mezquite, y allí en el monte El Pitayal ha sido desde muchos años a la actualidad, es el monte El Pitayal el que nos provee de esa madera, del mezquite para la elaboración del totopo. Mi nombre es David Hernández Salazar. Agente municipal comunitario de aquí de esta comunidad de Puente Madera, que pertenece a la vía de San Blas Atempa. Puente Madera, una de las 5 agencias de San Blas Atempa que pues se encuentra aún así en resistencia y en lucha de la imposición de uno de los polos de desarrollo de esta cuarta transformación del presidente de la República, con este proyecto del corredor interoceánico. Una comunidad indígena que ha vivido de tradición. Vecino de Puente Madera, que falleció en el 2020. Con esa información, nosotros presentamos un juicio de nulidad ante el Tribunal Agrario, que ahorita está en proceso.
con las señoras, con las mujeres de la lucha de Puente Madera, esas mujeres valientes, esas mujeres que nos dan ánimo para continuar luchando. Gracias, de veras gracias, señoras de Puente Madera. ¡Viva las mujeres!
Cuando nos enteramos de que fallece o que asesinan a un defensor de la tierra o territorio, y dice uno, ya lo asesinaron. Pero nosotros estamos casi en la misma línea, ¿no? En el mismo caminar. Pero no da miedo, ¿no? Porque dice uno, ¿no? Ellos mueren en la lucha. O sea, no te puedes retirar antes de, sino que tienes que llegar. Porque ellos no se retiran.
Un agradecimiento muy grande a cada uno de ustedes. Y de los que ya no están. Por los que ya no están y se han ido.
Thank you. ¿qué es eso?
Puedes seguir con la
caravana. Pues si quieren, igual para que sea más fácil la traducción.
Sí, pero está bien, no, no está tan difícil con la traducción.
Bueno. Ah, es que se desconecta. Gracias. Y así como la lucha que vieron de Puente Madera, hay una serie de luchas que se están dando en el sureste mexicano de manera dislocada.
And how you could see now in the fight of Puente Madera, there are other of those kind of fights in the south southeast of Mexico.
Por eso fue que hace un par de meses hicimos la caravana y el encuentro internacional El Sur Resiste.
And that's why we did the caravan throughout the south southeast of Mexico and the international meeting in San Cristóbal.
Con el objetivo de poder articular y unirnos en la lucha contra un enemigo común muy grande.
With the objective to articulate the common goal against this common enemy. To also do it together.
Y también para hacer un llamado a las diferentes organizaciones y colectivos que aunque no estén luchando por la defensa del territorio, tienen otro tipo de luchas muy dignas y muy importantes.
And also to give a call to other kind of collectives who not all of them were like in defense of land and territory, but in other topics which are also very important and reserve the dignity to be fought.
Y el encuentro internacional fue para tejer redes y poder compartir experiencia de lo que está pasando en otras realidades del mundo y ver cómo podemos construir solidaridad en la acción.
And the international meeting was to build networks and also to share all the other realities from other territories and to be in solidarity with each other.
Porque esta caravana y este encuentro que hicimos justamente fue un trabajo de articulación entre organizaciones de México con compas de otras partes del mundo.
And this caravan was like a work of articulation with people from or comrades from Mexico, but also from all other parts of the world.
Por ejemplo, para contar un poco por qué estamos aquí, la compañera Nisa fue delegada de la organización de la delegación del CNI a la gira por la vida que hicieron los compas zapatistas en Europa.
And to explain also why we are here right now, la compañera Lisa was here with the gira zapatista as a delegate of the Congreso Nacional Indígena, the National Council of Indigenous People.
Eso fue a finales de 2021 y ahí conocimos a compas de Italia y de Dinamarca con los que hemos tenido al día de hoy una serie de trabajos conjuntos.
This was in the end of 2021 and since then we have ongoing works with people from Italy and Denmark which are like continuously working together.
Después, a principios de 2022, se hace esta caravana por el agua y por la vida, que también trata un poco de visibilizar qué es lo que está ocurriendo en diferentes partes de México.
And then, in the beginning of 2022, there was this caravan for la agua y la vida, the fight for, or the caravan for water and life, and to make visible other fights for those kind of topics in Mexico.
Y en ese mismo agosto de 2022, con compas italianos, recorrimos el sureste mexicano como un primer momento para esta gran caravana que hicimos.
And then in the same year, August 2022, with compass from Italy, we did a first caravan, or like a small caravan, in the south-southeast of Mexico to prepare this bigger caravan, which was right now.
Luego en septiembre del año pasado, me invitaron a un campamento climático en Venecia y aprovechamos la oportunidad para invitar a la próxima caravana y tener más relaciones y trabajos conjuntos.
And then in September 2022, I went to a climate camp in Venice, where we took the chance to also invite the compass to this caravan this April May, and to build more networks with people from here.
Y después de 8 meses ocurre la caravana y el encuentro El Sur Resiste, y en este encuentro de encuentros se hace la invitación para que ahora nosotros estemos aquí.
And then 8 months later in the caravan and then the encuentro, like the international meeting, there was this invitation that now those two are here in Europe again.
Porque esa es la intención, poder construir la solidaridad internacional desde abajo con las organizaciones y las luchas que en este momento están siendo importantes a nivel global.
Because this is the goal of building together from the bottom and to still connect those kind of organizations which are important right now in the other parts of the world, and to construct from the bases together.
Y una tarea que traemos es preguntarnos juntos el qué sigue rumbo a un acuerdo de este encuentro, que es hacer una acción global el 12 de octubre. Con motivo, pues, de la lucha indígena y negra en América contra las festividades de Norteamérica y España, pues, por el inicio de la conquista.
And we came with the task to say what's next, qué sigue, what can we do together, like from all the parts of the world. And one of the proposals is an action day on the 12th of October for the indigenous fight, for the black fight, because on the 12th of October, people in North America and Spain celebrate the conquistation of Latin America. And that's why we want to do something against it. And then 12th of October.
Y que también nos sirva de pretexto para poder construir los espejos del sur global en que las diferentes luchas se vean reflejadas con lo que está pasando en estos rincones del mundo.
And this should also serve as a pretext to work on the espejos del sur global, which is like the mirrors of the global south, to visibilize the different movements and reflect them in this mirror.
Y esa quisiéramos, ¿no?, que fuera un poco la discusión, la charla con preguntas de cómo podemos articularnos desde las diferencias y cómo hacemos más fuertes nuestras luchas comunes.
So this is also now the aim of the discussion and the proposal that we think about together how to articulate our fights, how to put them together, how to be stronger together. So just, well, there are the contacts of them. You can take a photo if you like. Yeah, maybe we have still one more hour, and it's also good that we have this time because it's more about discussing the topic. Maybe I will talk a little bit about what we are doing already, because as I said before, it's an approach of recreating anti-colonial fights together, and especially taking responsibility to keep on fighting from out the heart of the beast in Europe and the United States. And as a little group in Germany, we started to investigate about the so-called Trennmaya, which is really ridiculous to call it like this, because the Mayan people really don't have, well, they don't aprovechar, take advantage from this mega project. Our comrades who started investigation, they saw on the TV program in Mexico and on some media that there was a picture of the Deutsche Bahn, the German railway company, put into an explication about the mega project and Maya. So they were curious about what's happening, why is the picture from an ICE used in the context of a Mexican mega project. So they started to investigate, and they figured out that the Deutsche Bahn, the German railway company, is actively taking part in this project as a shadow operator. And now they started to investigate the whole structure. And, well, as we all know, there's a lot of multinational companies taking advantage of maybe political chaotic situations in other countries. So especially the Deutsche Bahn and also Siemens and TÜV Rheinland are part of the Trennmaya, or trying to be part of the Trennmaya. So our comrades started to really try to public the situation and also show what is possible to do against it. So we tried to really be in touch with the comrades in Mexico that are fighting, and we experienced that it is really, really important to have personal contact. And I mean, there's always difficulties because there's also colonial structures and racist structures inside of us. But if we don't overcome this, and if we don't start fighting together, even though we are really different, we will not aim anything. So there are several groups also coming out from the Gira Zapatista that are starting to organize themselves in Germany against the mega projects. Firstly, it was all about Trennmaya. But then we realized that there's one mega project that's actually much bigger, and that's the Corridor Interoceanico that our comrades were presenting about. The Trennmaya is connected to it, and the whole project, as I said before, it's reorganizing the geopolitical structures of the whole world. So now there's many people from us who keep on investigating about the companies that are taking part in it, and we're also thinking about what can we do. And I mean, that's a question that we can't really resolve because we are very few people. But what we got to the conclusion is that we really have to organize ourselves. And it's not just fighting against the projects, it's also about organizing and constructing on the places and territories where we are. And we really realized that for our comrades, they can really say, like, out from the heart that they are defending their territories. And for us, sometimes this is really hard because we don't know what is actually our territory. So maybe we also have to define this and get into a closer contact and discussion, also critical discussion, together, not only in our bubbles, but also in other countries. And it's not only about Mexico. We figured out that there's corridors like this also in Iran and in other parts of the world. So it's really an analysis of the crisis of capitalism at the moment. And now I will give that back the mic to our comrades so that they can speak some final words about their fights and what the situation is like at the moment. And then we can open up the discussion, and we still have almost 1 hour to share and comment.
Where is he?
En estos momentos, en la comunidad de Puente Madera, al compañero David que vieron en el video, tiene una demanda penal que lo quiere meter a la cárcel y le quieren hacer pagar la quema de unos vehículos por el valor de 1,5 millones de pesos.
So right now in this moment, and David, the person who was interviewed in this video, is at the court because he has a penal demand because there were like they're accusing him of burning some vehicles and it would cost like 1.5 million pesos, Mexican pesos.
Y aparte hay otras 17 órdenes de aprehensión para habitantes de la comunidad y todo esto es pues una campaña de criminalización para pues que la comunidad deje de luchar contra este parque industrial.
And furthermore, there are 17 other comrades of this community which are also having a demand on detention, which are also like involved in this defense of the land fight.
Gracias a acciones mediáticas y jurídicas y a la solidaridad nacional e internacional, no ha habido ningún incidente más grave contra los compas de la comunidad, ¿no? Como podría ser que maten a alguien o que desaparezcan a alguien.
So thanks to the like to the like the what the visible like the activism on the media and like the legal activism and the media activism. And the global reactions and the author attention that was now on this village, there haven't been any further or any stronger cases, like what he was talking about, no? Like there haven't been disappearances or stronger violence against people.
Y por nuestra participación activa, yo he recibido amenazas de muerte, pero eso es común en México, y hemos tenido vigilancia en la oficina donde vivimos, porque pues ha sido una relación de apoyo mutuo entre la comunidad y la organización, y pues somos lo mismo, no es una lucha común que compartimos.
So for the active participation in this fight, they have received death threats, and also the office where they're working and living is like vigilized, and because of this common fight, they're very closely working together. So there are a lot of threats to them, which is common in Mexico.
Y ahora pues lo que sigue para nosotros y es también como las preguntas es cómo seguimos luchando contra un enemigo común desde los diferentes territorios que nos encontramos, ¿no? Porque sí, ahí nosotros agradecemos el apoyo de investigación que nos permite a veces la defensa legal, pero creemos que hay que hacer otro tipo de acciones, no solo para que se vea más lo que está pasando, sino para vernos organizados y unidos.
What's like we're asking ourselves like what's going to come, what's going to be next, where's like how can we still fight or like keep on fighting against this enemy that we all have like in common, and we are like giving the thanks to people who like investigate that helps us sometimes for like legal defense. But we are mostly looking for other types of actions and like another kind of support or like actions in together, so that we can like fight against those against this enemy. See? Yeah. there's also like if you need more information on the Corredor Antisiánico or also on the Tren Maya, we have this info point in the Patinaire where this book fair is. And there we have like more also like little booklets about these topics. So, and we also will be there. So if you have more questions, you can find us there. And now we would like to open for questions.
¿Hay alguno como solidario que se cree entre personas locales y estas personas que intentan de cruzar? Como con personas, no sé, dice que hay africanos, personas de otros países. ¿Hay alguno publicidad que se cree o es tan difícil por el momento?
Can you translate yourself, your question?
I was asking, since you were saying that there's people coming out from all over different corners of the world who are trying to go to the United States through this corridor, have there been any moments of solidarity between local people, these people trying to migrate, any encounters between local structures and people crossing?
Pues un poco también es lo que vamos a construir, porque justamente lo que hemos visto, aparte de todo el abuso del gobierno y la mano del narcotráfico en las rutas de migración en esta zona.
So a little bit was what we will be like seeing and what we're trying to construct as well, this kind of solidarity. But which has been like interfered by narco, like the organized crime and also the state.
Pues son este tema de los muros de los idiomas, ¿no? Vemos cómo a las personas les cuesta el tema de las de pues entender, ¿no? Lo que está pasando y pues este fenómeno en el que se generalizan pequeñas crisis económicas locales por el aumento de los del precio de los productos. Pues con la intención de aprovecharse, ¿no? De las personas que migran.
So there are like different problems. One is like the language barrier, and which is also like hard to understand for a lot of people what is happening, and also the generalization of like smaller economic crisis. Which produces, like, when the migrants come, prices rise for them. So the price of products, they take advantage of the people who are migrating.
Justo ahora que estuvimos en Grecia con una organización de compas africanos, vamos a construir una forma de poder por lo menos darle información a las personas para que sepan cuidarse durante su camino, ¿no?
Right now they were in Greece and they were talking to African compass where they were thinking about like constructing a network at least to give people who come to this place information and to facilitate the hard way around Mexico.
Porque el tema migratorio en México pues es enfrentarse al narcotráfico que controla todas estas rutas y al gobierno que si llevas gente en algún vehículo, te acusa de traficar personas, ¿no? Entonces hay mucho riesgo hacia la integridad de uno por intentar ser solidario.
So for the migrational topic, it's very like the organized crime is very strong in the region and all over Mexico, which and also the government is making it really hard for the people to be solidary. And for example, if the people are taking, because a lot of people are walking along the street, but if people take them with them in their cars, they're accused of traffic of persons, and they like putting themselves in risk, and the integrity of the person is in risk.
Y sí, un poco la intención es, más allá de las ONGs que trabajan temas migratorios, cómo desde las comunidades locales se puede crear solidaridad, porque pues es donde pasan la noche, ¿no? Donde buscan alimentos, ¿no? Y evitar que con el aumento de la crisis migratoria se generen discursos de odio donde sí puede haber conflictos muy fuertes. Y esa es la pretensión de este proyecto, ¿no? Que los migrantes se queden a trabajar ahí.
That's the intention that I do now with this new topic and organization to go like further than the NGOs who are working in solidarity with the migrants, but that the solidarity is also coming from the communities themselves, and that they're constructing a solidarity there to also evitate that there's like that there are discussions of hate, and so that they can be more integrated into the working environment there. Yeah.
Quería preguntar algo sobre por qué el título del evento dice algo de nuevo presidente Obrador, cuál es, y pero no han hablado mucho de eso, y sobre cuál ha sido su impacto sobre ese tipo de cosas, como de gran proyecto, de infraestructura, cómo se compara respecto a los presidentes, presidente de México. Ya que entonces estamos con el impacto de un presidente Obrador.
Pues sí han sido 5 años muy difíciles. Ay, que ya uno lo quiere olvidar, ¿no?
Well, it have been like 5 very hard years. I wanted to migrate already.
Pues el nuevo gobierno llega con la bandera de ser un gobierno de izquierda y con un discurso muy interesante. Que en el discurso quiere cambiar el mundo, pero en los hechos la estructura económica neoliberal en México se profundiza.
So this new government came like with a flag of or the intention or well the masquerade of being left, and with a like a discourse of bringing what the discurso de qué? Bueno. But luego se profundiza. Like in the discourse, he's like leftist, but in his what he's doing is very like he's profunding the neoliberal structures.
Y sin duda alguna, muchos de los grandes proyectos que no habían podido avanzar con los otros gobiernos de derecha, de centro, no sé cómo se decían, han avanzado mucho más con este nuevo gobierno.
And without question, the big projects have advanced much faster right now under this leftist government, or supposed to be leftist government, than underneath the other right wing or central governments.
Y veíamos esta amenaza porque ya había ocurrido esto en Brasil, ¿no? Con lo que pasó con Lula, Dilma. Y luego la llegada del Bolsonaro, que pues marca una pauta importante en América Latina.
And we have already seen this this threat, which was also happening in Brazil with Lula and Dilma, and then also happened with Bolsonaro.
Entonces es una receta, ¿no? Que políticamente se están posicionando estos gobiernos progresistas en América Latina, y que lo que ha ocurrido es que pues todo lo que se había defendido, se había detenido en la lucha, está avanzando.
So this seems to be like a recipe for Latin America, or for like this position for this kind of government, and that the position is much faster with those new governments. I think that was the. Yeah. But it was more that they positioned themselves like this, like left-wing governments, but the projects advance much faster.
Entonces, por ejemplo, la guerra hacia las comunidades zapatistas o el aumento de la violencia del narcotráfico no había estado así desde los noventas.
So, for example, the war against the Zapatistas and also from the narco, like from the organized crime, haven't been that strong since the 90s.
Entonces, está siendo uno de los sexenios más violentos y que se oculta bajo un discurso de que todo está bien y que como es el primer gobierno de izquierda, hay que darle chance porque el cambio tarda.
So this is one of the most violent government periods since a long time, and but the government pretends that everything is fine, and also there's this discourse that because it's a left wing, like it's the first left wing government, that it also needs time to change this.
El problema de los gobiernos progresistas es que todas las fuerzas reaccionarias y los poderes, las milicias y todo eso, se miden para impedirlos de hacer algo que progrese. Y eso es lo que pasó en Brasil. Yo soy brasileña y yo estoy en esta lucha hace 60 años. Y nosotros cada vez que avanzamos un poco viene el golpe de Estado. Tuvimos un golpe de Estado en Brasil ahora, el 8 de enero. ¿No? Y entonces, claro que ellos consiguieron ciertas cosas, pero es que no pueden ni conseguir. Yo estuve en Chile, es lo mismo, yo estuve en Argentina, yo estuve presa en Argentina, y yo he visto lo que pasó. Cada vez que intentamos avanzar, nos matan, ¿eh? Y a medida tuvimos que conseguir. En Chile, pues, lo que se sabe, estaba haciendo 70 años desde el gobierno de Chile. En Uruguay, por todos lados fue lo mismo, donde intentan, viene, hay una realidad, vienen los americanos y los europeos enojados. No sé si puede traducir
esto en inglés. Maybe
you have to stop because it's really hard, but yeah.
Yeah, maybe like to just in brief, like what she was saying is like that in a lot of countries in Latin America, it's like the same process going on all over again, and then in the end, also like people from Global North are coming in and destroying everything, maybe more or less. Just a brief.
Sí, claro, la historia, pues, del continente ha sido muy violenta, ¿no? Mucha sangre, mucha represión. Y México, entre ser vecino de Estados Unidos y lo que ha representado toda la economía del narcotráfico, está muy difícil que una propuesta de izquierda pueda cambiar una estructura económica que se basa en lo ilegal, ¿no?
The history of Latin America has been very violent, and for Mexico especially, as being the neighbor of the United States, and that has an economy that is based on narco, like on the organized crime, it's very difficult. Well, it's also very difficult for a left-wing government to change that. Yeah. In general, whatever government.
Imaginario de cómo sería el apoyo mejor de nosotros. Dijeron también algo de el 12 de octubre como día de acción, como si ya tienen ideas de cómo sería bueno apoyarles, y también más como después de ese día o antes, cómo podemos apoyarles. And in English, I was asking about like
what are the specific forms of how they wish they can support their struggle, and also as we move on the 12th of October, and if there's something that they have the special wishes for.
Sí, tenemos la experiencia contra la lucha de este parque eólico hace 10 años.
Yes, we have this experience with the fight against this wind park 10 years ago.
En la que a través de una serie de incidencia en Europa, el fondo de pensiones holandesa retiró su inversión del proyecto.
Where like after a series of protests in Europe, the on this, the fund of Dutch pension fund took away their money, their inversion from the wind parks.
Claro, eso no representó que el proyecto no avanzara, pero dejó una experiencia que con suficiente apoyo sí se pueden lograr cosas.
But this didn't stop the whole project, but it was like an example or like showing that with a lot of fight in Europe, for example, things can be detained.
Porque aunque tengamos acciones legales, si no hay organización y difusión, no las tiran, el gobierno nos, ahora sí que, como decimos, nos chinga.
Well, if there's like no organization, no nothing like going on, like protesting against those things, the government will fuck us.
Y para lo que pensamos para el 12 de octubre es generar una serie de acciones en diferentes países en las que podamos tener un mismo discurso, un mismo eslogan, hablando contra este tema de la neocolonización, del extractivismo, de la lucha por la tierra, por el territorio.
So for the 12th of October, we are like planning to have different actions in different countries, where we all have like the same discourse, like the same slogan, which is like against coloniality, against a new extractivism, against and for the defense of land and territory.
Nosotros esperamos que pronto salga un comunicado en el que se va a anunciar ya esta propuesta del 12 de octubre para compas de otros países, y la idea es hacer un segundo comunicado conjunto entre quienes van a decidir participar.
So soon there will be coming like a comunicado, like a communique, where they will post this idea to send it to other countries, so people can organize. And then the idea is to have a second comunicado where the people who will participate in this action day will communicate all together what they will do.
I think I want to also say a little bit about this topic, because already last year when we were traveling against the G7s with our comrades, many of us, I say, ask this question. Many ask, what is your recipe for supporting us? And I think actually this is already part of colonial structures, because I mean, we have to ask ourselves what we can do here. It is so obvious since so many years, hundreds and hundreds of years, that the problem is created here. All the governments that are creating these power structures are in Europe or in the United States, or maybe now also in China. And all the companies are coming from Europe or these countries, as I said just now. So I think it's not asking our comrades what we should do, we should maybe ask ourselves what we can already do. And I mean, it's our responsibility to organize, it's not their responsibility to tell us that we have to organize ourselves. So it sometimes makes me a little angry that this question always comes up, even though I really understand it, because sometimes we just don't know what to do. I mean, it's huge, it's a huge enemy, but I think that's our responsibility, to create spaces where we discussed these preguntas, questions, and really find solutions in our territories. And yeah, that's our task.
A specific wish for us to go to the Colombian embassy, which is a kind of action that I usually wouldn't choose, like going to another country's embassy and like kind of pressuring them. But that's like why I asked if they have a specific agenda that they would wish us to go. But I think that's just my question.
Yeah, so that's really important that we have specific information about the specific situation and that we work together as accomplices. But yeah, I just wanted to mention it because it happened so many times and I think it's important to reflect on that. More comments or?
I'd like to ask the questions a bit from the other side. Are there any types of actions you wouldn't want to see on the 12th of COVID block because they are hurting the movement?
That's too much.
Ahí cuando el pueblo se enoja, quema lo que se atraviese, así que no queremos que les pase nada a ustedes aquí, ¿verdad? Pero todo lo que permita articular nuestra diversidad de luchas, yo creo que es totalmente válido.
Well, he said like no, because like in this village, like they like burning everything that comes into their way, so. Maybe he doesn't want us to that the same happens to us here, but like everything that's like help, like that has the same goal is welcome. Yeah.
Por ejemplo, nuestras movilizaciones son bloqueos carreteros cortos como de 8 horas. Y para el 12 de octubre, nosotros allá vamos a cerrar más de 15 horas, ¿no? Como medida de presión con otras organizaciones de otros estados de México.
So in our case, like for this day, we will blockade roads. Like normally the road blockades are like for 8 hours, but on this day we will blockade for like 15 hours to like really put the pressure high. And also connect with other organizations in other states in Mexico. But yeah, that's a common thing to do there. Mm-hmm.
I think there was another question, no?
Yeah.
Saben o si tienen información, si tienen alguna relación con el IRSA, con el, no sé si como si estaba conceptualizado para el como de plan de integración de infraestructura en América Latina, donde los países que están no incluyen México, pero no sé si coincide la fecha porque me parece que es del 2010. De hecho, hay algunos países en el que tengo entendido que Perú, como que ya se ha ido implementando, son como, no sé, más de 200 proyectos de cambio de infraestructura, pero donde, por ejemplo, en Chile todavía no se inicia. O sea, ha habido como una suerte de resistencia, pero como incluye a, creo que no sé, 8 o 10 países, en algunos lugares igual ha ido avanzando. Entonces, no sé si es que en ese caso, si es que tiene alguna relación con el corredor, de ser así, si es que hay algún tipo de circulación o hay como conocen otras organizaciones que también están haciendo como resistencia a estos proyectos que están reestructurando las vías como para poder
gustaría implementar este movimiento como más expedito para las empresas?
¿Grupo de social inglés también? ¿Cómo?
¿Ah?
¿Grupo de social inglés para las empresas? ¿O qué pasa con el coto?
No. I was asking about IRSA. This is like a similar project that the corredor interoceánico. I don't know how to translate that. But because in the rest of America Latina, is happening the same with a big project that includes like 8 or 10 countries, but this project is beginning. I mean, no se ha iniciado.
It hasn't started.
It's not. But they are planning this from 2010, and only in some countries they are working, but not in all of them, because there is a kind of resistance in some countries like Argentina and Chile, but I don't know if it's all the countries are doing the same, and I don't know if, I was asking if they know for some articulation between different territories. That's the question.
Sí, pues, mira, eso, qué bueno que lo preguntas, porque el presidente de México está siendo un operador político para Estados Unidos en una serie de reuniones que ha hecho con gobiernos en Centroamérica y Sudamérica.
Very good that you asked that question, because the actual president has been making a lot of, or is like working for the United States and has been doing a lot of meetings with other presidents of all over Latin America.
Sí, de hecho es el IRSA, está el NAFTA, ¿no? Y está el nuevo Tratado de Libre Comercio, ¿no?, que se acaba de hacer, que incorpora, o sea, están reciclando, ¿no?, como toda esta lógica de extractivismo.
So that those different like projects like the ESA, but also the Trade of Free Economy, like NAFTA and other ones, or the one that just has been signed. So that's like repeating those new extractivist structures and colonist structures, yeah, and logics.
Ahora no me acuerdo bien los países, pero se está reactivaron a la Alianza del Pacífico, donde está México, Colombia, creo que Perú, no me acuerdo qué otros dos países, pero se están incorporando capitales como de Singapur y de otras partes. Es que tienen que ver con esta lógica de grandes planteamientos, no sé cómo, de infraestructura en todo el continente.
So he doesn't really remember good how it was called, but it's like it's part of this alliance, the Pacific Alliance, with like different countries like Mexico, Peru, Colombia, which are like doing treaties with Singapore, and like the investment of capital from was like follows the same logic as well.
Y ahora lo que estamos haciendo también es articular con otras partes del continente ante esta nueva embestida, vamos a empezar con compas de Centroamérica, ya que tal cual el manual del despojo de que están haciendo aquí en México lo han estado implementando en todo lo que es Centroamérica.
So to start that articulation with other parts of the continent, we are now already in contact with Central America, where the same logics of extraction, and they apply like the same manual for all these areas that you're also now trying in Mexico, and we are connecting with them.
Y pues esperamos para el otro año tener algún tipo de encuentro en México o en Centroamérica que permita hacer un análisis más profundo sobre todos estos grandes planes continentales, ¿no?, que pues es en el marco de esta guerra entre Estados Unidos y China.
So next year we're planning on having a bigger meeting in Central America, where we want to analyze more the situation and also see this connection or this war between United States and China, and how it's like fought over the territory of Central America and Latin America. Mm-hmm.
more questions or comments?
¿Puedes explicar un poco cómo fue la movilización aquí hace 10 años en Europa que logró que la empresa o la empresa de la comunidad? ¿Cuáles fueron las cosas que ellos creen que se dieron y que presionan de la comunidad? No, por
favor. And the question was how the the question was how was the mobilization 10 years ago against the wind projects here in Europe, and like what were like good strategies?
Bueno, en ese momento la compañera que vino es la compañera Bettina, quien posiciona el tema del greenwashing y de la lucha contra las energías verdes en el mundo.
So in this time, Bettina, another comrade, was positioning the greenwashing and the utilization of green energies to greenwash the companies.
Y tuvieron una serie de acciones y diálogos con colectivos, organizaciones, y entiendo también con personas que son parte de, bueno, que su dinero está en este fondo de pensiones holandesas.
So in this time they had a series of activisms with collectives and also with the people who are like were invested in this fund, for example, so they got to know about what is happening.
Hubo manifestaciones, exposiciones sobre el tema, ¿no? Era pues un poco, ¿no?, lo que ocurre en estos espacios, y presionando a la empresa por ser una paraestatal, ¿no? O sea, la gente puede presionar a la empresa porque su dinero está ahí, entonces como empresa del Estado tendría que obedecer a quienes son sus beneficiarios.
So they were like doing a lot of manifestations and also expositions about the situation, what is like going on in this region, and as it was like a state-funded company or like, well, which has a lot here in Europe, no? So they were like more able to put pressure on this company because it should serve like the people who are in this country.
Bueno, y también en ese momento se accedieron a mecanismos de legales internacionales en los que hay tiempos que, no sé, el Banco Mundial o estos fondos les dan apoyos para que inviertan, y entonces también se vieron presionados, ¿no? Pero bueno, se fue este fondo y quedaron dos monstruos, ¿no?, que es Mitsubishi y Grupo FEMSA, ¿no? Entonces, como decía, no se paró el proyecto, bueno, sí se detuvo un proyecto, pero cuando se va este fondo, quedan estas dos empresas y nada más le cambian el nombre al proyecto ahora.
So in this time they also did it with like legal mechanisms, which is like working for those state-funded companies, and they, because this a Dutch investment fund was like seen itself like under pressure, and that's why they like gave up on this project. But still, like those two, like this one went away. But Mitsubishi and Grupo FEMSA, like huge players, still were still like continuing with this project. But at least one was like detained, and then they changed the name of it.
You said that you were doing research on the European factories that are investing in this project, and that you do you know what to do because you were doing the number of projects about something that we like. Two questions. Did you invest in which other projects in the world with somebody else? And collect
collecting all of those tentacles as if it becomes something that prevents those things. And
yeah, so I think the problem is that the situation and all the relations between the different companies, how they work, mostly also when it's state companies, they have like small daughter companies, or I don't know how you call it, like shadow operators, that they don't really have to participate in their name. They let others work for them. So sometimes it's really, really hard to understand how it's actually working and who's really inside of the project. So the investigations we did, we know now some companies from Germany, and we started to investigate about, really open, we got information from other companies that are really openly taking part in Trenmaya, for example. You can read that also in the report. It's all there. And I think what was really hard, especially in the investigation about Trenmaya, was we didn't know Compass from France. We didn't know Compass from Spain that we could contact and tell them, comrades, there's this happening. We have these contacts. We have to fight together, we have to think about actions together. So I think it's actually the part of not being organized, not knowing our structures in so only in Europe. We even had difficulties in Germany. It took us now almost 3 years to get on a level that we have local groups in the whole of Germany that, for example, were supporting the caravan and raising a lot of funds to also invite our comrades. So it's a lot of work, and still in Germany it's not really working. We don't even have to talk about other countries. So I think that's the first step, organization in some way. And I think it's really a matter of knowing each other personally because of repressions. We know that there are many different ways of attacking companies peacefully and in other ways also. But we need safer spaces where we can discuss about actions that we do together. And the situation in the Istmo, in the Corridor Interoceanico, is even more complex because, as we explained, it's really restructuring the geopolitical structures in the world. So there is so many companies in it. We know that Siemens is taking a big part in it. We know that there is lots of companies from France and Spain also, but also from China. We don't have any contact with people from and comrades from China. So it really shows us that we have to reflect on our political practices and structures because we are not really able to act. So I think it really starts on a really low level, reflecting and criticizing our own structures, being connected to our comrades really personally, and then thinking about how we act. We really need to analyze the whole situation in the world on a new level, I think. That is at least what comes out from our analysis. And about the workshop, it was not planned, but of course we can, I don't know if there's actually an open sheet somewhere where you can put workshops, but we would like to share more about what we are doing. And also on the International Caravan, there were lots of people from different countries who are also working against mega projects, also in Europe. But it was the first time that we met. And it's, yeah, I think it's a matter of a huge, a large process. And everybody who's interested, in the end of the workshop, we can gather outside the door and maybe make up a meeting somewhere the next days, maybe not today.
Pero cómo.
Bueno, de hecho, ahora que estamos haciendo un recorrido por a varios países, justamente estamos recordándole a los compas que estuvieron en el encuentro internacional que se comprometieron a movilizarse el 12 de octubre, ¿no? Para que pues no sea solamente palabras, sino también sean acciones.
So right now that we're like traveling in Europe and like meeting again with the compas who went to the international meeting, we remind them that they were saying that they would do actions on the 12th of October and that they compromised to do those kind of actions.
Y si quieren platicar más y compartir sobre cómo es la estructura de nuestra organización, qué hacemos, ¿no? Pues pueden ir ahí al stand, o si se encuentra otro espacio podemos seguir platicando.
So he's also saying that if you have questions about how this organization is organized, like what are the structures, and want to know more about the whole thing, they can either come to the info point or come here, so we can discuss when we meet the next time.
Pues bueno, mi nombre es Nisa, creo que no, estuvo un poco escondida, pero pues sí, ¿no? Creo que estos megaproyectos y pues son una forma muy destructiva de cómo quieren despojarnos de nuestro territorio, de nuestras formas de vida. Y pues sí, ¿no? Por eso estamos aquí, porque pues nos afecta en todo, como vieron en el video, nos afecta en todo.
Yes. So my name is Lisa. I was a little bit hidden here, and as this mega projects are a very destructive form of being, and their destruction, well, they are destroying our forms of life, and that's why we're here to defend this.
Y bueno, y principalmente también como compañeras y como mujeres, pues siempre estamos. Pues estos megaproyectos nos afectan también de otras formas, ¿no? Y nos afectan directamente también en nuestras cuerpos, en nuestros cuerpos, porque pues toda esta violencia ejercida por el Estado, el narcotráfico, pues aumenta más, ¿no? Y entonces de repente hay más feminicidios, más trata de mujeres.
So especially also like speaking as a woman and like talking about the compañeras. That those kind of mega projects are also affecting our bodies, and especially women are also affected by the rising violence, by the organized crime, but also by the violence from the government. And so the women are the ones who feel that in their bodies. And there, well, like with those kind of mega projects, there also be a rising of feminicides, and yeah.
Y pues eso, ¿no? Entonces, pues por eso estamos como parte, también somos parte de ese territorio, somos parte de la tierra, y pues por eso estamos ahí para defenderla, ¿no? Porque, pues si no, ¿dónde vamos a vivir, ¿no? ¿Qué vamos a comer? Entonces creo que es importante, pues estar en esa lucha, ¿no? Y pues así, es como dicen las compas, ¿no? Hasta donde se dé. Gracias.
So that's why we're here, like we are defending the land and the territory, because I mean we are also part of the land, of the territory, and like we're defending it because what will be if we don't have this territory anymore? What will we eat? Where will we live? So yeah, that's why we're here. Thank you. Until the end. Yeah? Yeah, see, until the end, but also like the woman in the video we watched said, like they're the ones who are staying until the end.